Doris is no intellectual, embellished university lecturer at the Technical Institute, pondering, constructing, and analyzing to gain acknowledgement and renownment. She doesn't hang around, racking her brain over visions of a future world. The visions she receives, and further transmits, appear to her in a way as if they were flying to her. Strange oscillations in constant flow, the difficulties in detainment, in the placement of essentials, a struggle between general documentation and letting it work, leaving it be. Yet she knows that the most important points of tensions will metamorphosize in retrospect, and that the stuffing which lies between is tasty and seductive, is satisfying the necessities of the public, yet not justifying her existence. We dream of a life without boredom, without pressure and toothache. We hope for copious amounts of interesting materials, individual and totally subjective ideas to present us as individual and at the same time to be accepted and honored by the forever strange masses around us. The balance between these poles makes eternal opportunists out of us, little unimportant slimes. Because the security in the group indicates love and security. A peculiar fascination now comes from Doris, because she seems to have a wonderful, perhaps the solution to our pains and sorrows, something special to possess, which gives her this power. A strange will, perhaps, penetrates and characterizes her being. She sustains. A spring of endless creation, a power which effects the centrifugal orientation and interdiction which rules and dictates. Observe Doris thoroughly, her every little gesture, every word could be a key to the revelation of the background of her being. Does she lead us to a place where we have never before been? She remains in the background, but yet amongst us, hears and speaks our language, absorbs and releases, gives to us, is a social presence in our rhythm, yet again is so different from us. If we try to characterize her as being an introverted thinker, capsulized and averted, we will find that her social behavior does not fit into this preconception. Neither is she a possessive artist who projects his foolish whims with oils, nor does she give us the impression of being a highly creative schizophrenic. Doris is amongst us, in small talks as well as in actual political discussions. Now and then, a little television does she not disdain, just as an invitation to a funny pudding party. She eats with us, laughs with us, sings with us. But indeed, is she somewhat different? And we don't at all know if she herself realizes this, not to mention if she has even the slightest notion of our bewilderment of her. Let's be sincere. If we would be in her position, wouldn't we have long since given us an artist name so as to accentuate our peculiarities? Wouldn't we not long since have tried with such determination to reach financial independence and to lead a carefree life? The numerous discussions on lovely summer evenings of this politically heated year brings us no further. Just a confusing web of expectations distorted to all resemblance to the fact, remaining fallacies, vague prejudices, uncontrollable references. Doris likes swimming awfully much and votes for de Grünen. Swoons after Biotop Gleiskayak, where nature has taken her revenge. is indignant to the thoughtlessness of her fellow creatures, selfishness and hate. Simultaneously, it acknowledges the necessity of the transit route to and from Berlin West and a complete school education. We've never let her notice that she, in our eyes, is something very special, something very exceptional, a phenomenon fathomless in her deepness, intensivity, and power of expression, unused beauty and social sympathy. The secret in her, however, remains reserved to us. When we believed to have found a key to open the door, we saw, like a scornful joke, the same door before us. Like bitter laughs, it was sounding inside of us, and the more painstaking efforts we took, the more desperate and embittered we became. Were the doors which we saw only pure fictions to keep our interests awake, never ceasing our curiosity, so at last to degrade us, to sink us deeper into the dirt? Will the final certainty enlighten us, perhaps in death, show us the indistinct and obscure contours, now clearly recognizable? Will Doris then redeem us recovery, give us liberation and total warmth, such as she perhaps in her life was denied?